Welcome back. Today, we're doing a real deep dive into something quite specific.
Yes, we've got source material detailing a service called Vedic Life Guidance.
Offered by astrologer Sri Hari, who's based in Melbourne, Australia. So yeah, let's unpack this interesting mix of, well, ancient tradition and modern consulting.
Exactly. And our aim isn't just to, you know, read off the description. We want to really analyze it.
Build a blueprint, sort of.
Right. The material gives us a pretty clear picture of who the astrologer is, the specific tradition used, what life areas are covered, and importantly, the outcomes promised to clients.
We're digging into every detail for you, not just the what, but the how and why it's set up this way.
Mm-hmm.
And what really jumped out at me, the hook, you could say, is how it blends this deep astrological knowledge with very practical, almost solution-focused advice for today's problems.
Yeah, it's not just predicting things. It's framed as like life strategy.
That tension, right?
Right.
Between the ancient system and the very actionable advice for, say, your career or family life.
That's what makes the source material so fascinating to dissect. Using this millennia-old Vedic framework to tackle modern anxieties.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. The practitioner and the system.
The foundation.
The source clearly states it's astrologer Sri Hari, and specifically calls him an Indian astrologer in Melbourne.
That identifier, the location and cultural background, it's significant. It signals a niche.
And the tradition itself, Vedic astrology, or Jyotish.
Paramount. The source emphasizes his deep astrological insight and years of experience. That's not just fluff. Mastering Vedic astrology is incredibly complex.
It's different from the astrology most people in the West might know, isn't it?
Very different. Primarily, it uses the sidereal zodiac, not the tropical zodiac common in Western astrology.
Okay, wait. Let's pause there because that's crucial. Sidereal versus tropical. What's the practical impact for someone getting a reading? Why does that deep insight matter so much here?
Good question. It boils down to the reference point in the sky. Tropical astrology starts from the sun's position at the spring equinox, which actually shifts slowly over centuries. It's called precession.
Right.
Sidereal astrology, the Vedic way, anchors itself to fixed star constellations, observable stars.
So the starting point is different.
Exactly. And that difference means your planetary positions in a Vedic chart are often shifted back by about 23 degrees compared to a Western chart.
So your sign could be different.
Often, yes. Your sun sign, your rising sign. And Vedic astrology uses unique predictive techniques like the dasha system planetary periods. Interpreting those accurately, that requires the deep insight mentioned. It's quite mathematical and intricate.
Okay, that clarifies things. It's not just a different flavor of horoscope. It's a whole different system of calculation and interpretation.
Precisely. It demands serious study.
All right. So we've established the who and the how in terms of methodology. Now, let's look at the what. What problems does this service aim to solve?
It's designed to be comprehensive, hitting the main pressure points in modern life.
The source material points to four specific areas. We can call them the four pillars of life.
Structuring it that way shows they understand where people typically seek guidance, where the stress really hits.
They're targeting specific anxieties, not just giving vague life advice.
Correct.
So, pillar number one explicitly mentioned, love. That seems broad relationships, marriage.
Compatibility, finding a partner, maybe navigating difficulties within a relationship. Yes, all that.
Okay. Pillar two, career. This one feels very contemporary.
Absolutely. Job prospects, business success, workplace issues, finding the right path, a huge source of modern stress.
Then pillar three, health.
Yeah, the foundation for everything else, really.
It's interesting. They list health alongside things like career. It reinforces a kind of holistic view.
Definitely. And the final one, pillar four, family matters.
Which could be anything from parent-child dynamics to, I suppose, wider family conflicts or legacy issues.
Exactly. Complex relationships within the family unit.
Let me push on the health aspect for a second, though. Listing it like that.
Uh-huh.
Is there a risk of oversimplifying serious medical conditions? How does the source imply Vedic astrology addresses health?
That's a really important point. And we have to be clear. Based on the source, it's not presented as a replacement for medical advice or treatment. Not at all.
Yeah.
The Vedic approach typically looks for astrological indicators in the birth chart, certain planetary placements or periods known as dashas that might suggest vulnerability or predispositions towards certain kinds of health issues, or periods of high stress that could impact well-being.
So it's more about identifying potential weak spots or timing.
Yes, identifying periods where someone might need to be more cautious or focusing guidance on mitigating stress shown in the chart, which could manifest physically. It's about understanding the astrological influence or timing related to health.
That makes sense. It's guidance on managing underlying influences, not a diagnosis or cure.
Precisely. And covering these four pillars, love, career, health, family, allows them to deliver on that core promise mentioned, accurate predictions and trusted life guidance.
Right. You can't really offer trusted life guidance if you ignore one of those core areas.
It wouldn't be complete.
So we know the what now. How does the actual consultation work? What are the deliverables? It seems like there's an analysis part and then an action part.
Exactly. It's a two-step process described. First comes the insight, the diagnosis, if you will.
Okay.
The key deliverable here is the accurate horoscope reading. This means casting the natal chart, that map of the sky at birth, using the sidereal zodiac we talked about and interpreting it, likely including the predictive dasha periods.
So understanding the situation astrologically. That's step one.
That's step one, providing the necessary insight into the challenges and opportunities.
But people want solutions, right? Not just understanding. So step two is about action.
Yes. The material highlights this clearly. It promises both practical remedies and personalized spiritual guidance and solutions.
That dual aspect is interesting, practical and spiritual.
It is. It suggests they provide the why, the spiritual or astrological context, but then immediately pivot to the what to do about it, the practical steps.
Let's zoom in on practical remedies. In a place like Melbourne, life's fast-paced. What might a practical remedy actually look like in this context? Does the source give any hints?
The source itself doesn't list specific examples, but drawing from traditional Vedic practices, which this service is based on, practical often means concrete actions tied to planetary energies.
Not just abstract advice, then.
Definitely not just think positive. A practical remedy might involve, say, suggesting an auspicious time based on planetary positions for a crucial action, like launching a business or signing a contract.
Okay, like timing things.
Or it could involve wearing a specific gemstone thought to strengthen a weak but beneficial planet in the chart. Maybe dietary recommendations or even simple ritualistic actions, like chanting a specific mantra or making specific offerings associated with certain planets or deities. Things you physically do.
So very tangible instructions, like wear this color on Tuesdays or start that project at this specific hour.
Potentially, yes. That level of specificity connects the astrological insight to real-world action. It bridges the spiritual diagnosis with a practical prescription.
That combination seems key to its appeal, addressing both the issue and its perceived root cause.
The material implies that's exactly the goal. Tackle the symptom, the problem in love, career, etc., and the underlying astrological or karmic pattern simultaneously.
Which leads us naturally to the desired outcome. After the reading, after the remedies, what's the promise? Why go through this process?
It's definitely framed around results, moving the client from a state of difficulty to a state of well-being.
The source is quite explicit, mentioning three main goals.
Yes, three clear outcomes the guidance aims to deliver for the client.
First, addressing the negative. To overcome challenges.
Getting past the roadblocks. Second, focusing on the positive to attract success.
Which implies aligning yourself better with opportunities, perhaps.
That seems to be the implication. And third, the overall aim, the synthesis, to bring balance to your life.
Ah, balance. That connects back directly to addressing those four pillars, right? Love, career, health, family. If those are out of whack, you feel unbalanced.
Precisely. The narrative presented is, insight from the reading leads to action through the remedies, which ultimately fosters success and restores balance. It's a clear path.
Okay. Now, since this is an informational deep dive based on the source material, we should include the practical details provided for anyone wanting to know more.
Right. The contact information.
Right.
The source gives three points of contact for astrologer Srihari.
First, the website.
That's listed as https.bestastrologersrihari.com, astrologer in Melbourne.
Okay, and a phone number.
Yes, a direct number is provided, plus 614-0222-9924.
And finally, an email address.
For inquiries or scheduling, the email is pendisfrihari76@gmail.com.
Got it. So website, phone, email, that covers the logistics.
That completes the information provided in the source.
So wrapping this up, what we've seen today is a detailed look based purely on the source material at a very specific service. Vedic astrology, practiced in Melbourne, packaged to provide not just deep readings, but also concrete solutions for core modern life issues.
Right. It covers the spectrum from insight to action across love, career, health, and family.
It's a comprehensive offering.
And if we step back and think about what this implies, it's quite compelling. Here we have an ancient, complex cosmological system being directly applied to solve very contemporary anxieties.
That pursuit of balance, using this old framework.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? When modern life feels so fragmented or chaotic, maybe the appeal of these ancient structured systems is precisely their perceived ability to offer a different kind of solution, a kind of stability or perspective that purely modern approaches might lack. Does the search for answers to today's stress inevitably lead some people to look back, sometimes thousands of years, for frameworks that promise coherence? It's definitely something for you, the listener, to mull over.
A fascinating thought to end on. And that concludes our deep dive for today.